Even for those Afghans who are not anxious about the security situation when foreign troops withdraw, 2014 still creates anxiety when it comes to businesses and the economy. Afghanistan's economy grew around 11% last year, but the expected decline in military and civilian aid and uncertain security situation makes some investors weary. Abbas is a local store owner.
When people say 2014 is going to be a dangerous year, in my view, nothing will happen. But as far as 2014 goes for business, it will have an impact on trade and business.
Despite worries about the security situation and the capability of the government, many businesses are planning to expand, such as Coca-Cola, with its line of Minute Maid juices. The company wants to invest millions more to increase capacity, but land is a problem. The factory and parking lot are already used for storage. East Horizon also faces its own difficulties, but land is not one of them. They've taken their investment to the skies. The airline, opening just 4 months ago, already has 7 routes. Flights to Bamiyan, where it is hard to travel the road because of insecurity, are usually full. In another month, the airline will be adding 2 more planes and additional routes. East Horizon's chief executive and captain, Jahed Azami, says Afghanistan needs flights to remote provinces to create business opportunities and development.
We see that there will be some potential. Of course, the road is not that much easy, but our board of directors and myself, we decided that Afghans should stand on their foot and do their job by themselves.
More than a decade of foreign assistance has a mixed track record in Afghanistan, where basic security remains the biggest concern. But advertising consultant Mustafa Mirza says there is a rich and growing market for some consumer goods that did not even exist several years ago.
I don't think that anything will happen in the private sector. If you go out, you know, like in Kabul, you've got superstores like Finest and Spinneys, you know, like you can get cat food, for example. There was no concept of cat food 2 or 3 years ago. But now it's like the shelves are full and, you know, like there's a big inventory of quality food products.
Cat food, energy drinks, 3G internet, all products Afghans have been exposed to the last decade, are not likely to go away when the troops leave. This year's strong harvest season means consumers should have more money to spend in the months ahead. So although some companies and organizations cut back or cut out altogether, others are taking risks on an Afghan-led economy. This is Bethany Matta in Kabul for VOA News.